Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls again. I want to extend a welcome from Independence Baptist Church. We are thankful to the Lord that you're able to listen this morning, and we pray continually that these radio broadcasts will be a blessing and an encouragement to you. Now, last week, we shared with you a message entitled The Complete Salvation, which dealt with the three tenses of salvation. This week, we want to talk about the topic of religion and salvation. Now, Pastor Reynolds will be asking you the question, do you have religion? Or do you have salvation? And he'll be reading out of the book of Acts chapter 4. Now, having religion and being saved are not the same thing. There are many people that are religious, but that don't have salvation. Christ is the only way of salvation. And so let's listen in now as Pastor Reynolds talks about the differences between these two things of religion and salvation.
This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of Acts chapter 4, and verse 12. The Bible in this place states, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." The topic this morning is religion or salvation? Which one do you have? Now think with me again. The topic this morning is religion or salvation? Which one do you have? Notice our text once again in verse 12 of Acts chapter 4. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. I know that during certain times of the year, we find that many people are religious, and they want to conduct themselves in some kind of a religious manner. I know that the natural man really wants to be religious, and at times will do many things thinking that he is performing an act of worship unto God. But now listen, the Word of God teaches us that religion is not salvation. Listen, the Word of God teaches that you can be religious and be lost. Our text, Acts chapter 4, verse 12, teaches us that there is salvation only in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Our text emphatically declares that there is none other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Realize what this verse is saying. We are saved by Jesus Christ, or we are not saved. Well, how clear and concise is this passage? There should be no confusion nor contradiction about this passage. There are many names under heaven in which we can find religion, but salvation can be found in only one, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. Listen. There is no salvation in priests, in prophets. There is no salvation in penance. And there is no salvation in prayers. But there's salvation only in Jesus Christ. You can have your service and your sacraments. You can have your churches and your charities, your tears and your treasure. You can have all of your rituals and all of your reformation. But listen, all of those things are powerless to produce eternal life. All of those things will only be a reflection of the false religion that is within. But only Jesus can give salvation. Listen to what the Bible says in the book of 1 John 5, verse 11 and verse 12. The Bible said, "God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life." That is very, very clear. Let me read it to you again. 1 John 5, verse 11 and 12. That Jesus is where salvation comes from. "God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life." Can any verse be any plainer? Listen, men today are willing to give a head knowledge to the claims of Christianity, but they refuse to accept in their hearts the Christ of Christianity. Men and women are willing to take the high place and work and do all kinds of ritualistic service in a church, while they refuse to take the low place of guilty sinners that need the sinner's salvation. Men and women are willing to believe in the moral precepts of God's Word as based on the Ten Commandments, but they refuse to believe in, they refuse to rest on, and they refuse to receive God's Son as the Savior to their souls. There's a lot of difference between religion and salvation. Religion is simply the improvement of the old nature. But salvation is the imparting of a brand new nature through receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Listen to what the Bible said in John 1 and verse 12. As many as received Him, that is, as many as received Christ, to them gave He power, listen, to become the sons of God. Religion is an improvement of the old nature, but salvation is receiving a brand new nature from Jesus Christ and becoming a son of God. Religion would clothe us with our own righteousness. Of course, God tells us in the book of Isaiah that our righteousnesses are as a filthy rags. But listen, salvation clothes us in the perfect righteousness of Christ, which alone can make us acceptable in the sight of God's Word. Listen, all the works that you will ever be able to do will be nothing but religion, but it takes Jesus Christ to save a soul. Which one do you have? Religion? Or do you have salvation? Notice what the Bible said in Titus 3 and verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. You see, religion is our righteousness, but salvation is when the sinner takes on the righteousness of Christ. Think of this. Religion is what man does for God, but salvation is what God does for man. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah 53 and verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But listen, and the Lord hath laid on him, that is on Christ, the iniquity of us all. Christ has paid the price for us. Notice this. Religion says, something in my hand I bring. While salvation says, nothing in my hand I bring. Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. While there may be those that would say, I have things that I can bring unto Jesus, the Bible said that salvation is by grace through faith. It is not of ourselves. Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9. Notice that religion is trusting in a work that we do, but salvation is trusting in a work that has already been done for us. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 10 states, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. You might have religion when you trust in your own works, but salvation is an understanding that you have no good to bring to God, and you trust what Jesus has already done. Religion, you see, depends on our behaving, but salvation depends upon our believing. Acts 16:31 states, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Let me ask you the question. Do you have religion, or do you have salvation. Notice that religion says we must act our very best. But salvation says that we must accept God's best. What a difference that is. Religion says we must act the best. But salvation says we must accept God's best. And who is God's best? Well, that's Jesus Christ. Romans 6, verse 23 states, "The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Folks, religion depends upon the sufficiency of character. And yet salvation depends upon the sacrifice of the cross of Christ. Notice this. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18, the Bible said, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Everything that we have depends upon God Almighty, who has given everything for us, even His own Son, to die for us on the cross of Calvary. You see, our salvation depends upon what Jesus did. But if all you have is religion, then that's just depending upon the sufficiency of your own character. And I know that you know this, that our character is very deficient and not sufficient. Notice this. Religion tries to furnish a sacrifice, while salvation trusts in an already finished sacrifice. What do you have? Religion or salvation? Are you still trying to be saved? Or have you already trusted in Jesus and what He's done to save your soul? Notice what the Bible said in John 19 and verse 30. "When Jesus had therefore received the vinegar, He said, 'It is finished.' And He bowed His head and gave up the ghost." Wow. Do you have religion or do you have salvation? Religion is striving for better attainment, but salvation is secured through a perfect atonement. And Jesus Christ is that atonement. Religion tries to bring us from darkness to light, but salvation does bring us from death unto life. Do you have religion or do you have salvation? Think about it, because your eternity is going to be based upon what you are trusting in. If you're trusting in your ways, if you're trusting in your believing, if you're trusting in your faith, then you're not trusting in Jesus Christ. Notice again what the Bible said in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved."
I have a question. Are you a church member? Do you give to charity? Do you follow the sacraments? Do you do all these things that you've been led to believe will bring you to salvation or that bring salvation? You know, I want to talk about the fact that the Bible talks about that salvation is by grace and not of works. None of those things are going to save you. None of those things will forgive your sins. None of those things will save your soul from hell. Only Jesus Christ can save your sins and save your soul from hell. Again, it's by grace, not of works. We have to repent of what we are and put our faith and trust in Christ alone. Take a close look at what your faith is in. Don't place your faith in the things you've done, the things you're doing, or the things that you will be doing, but place your faith in Christ and in Christ alone, and realize that without the salvation of Christ, even our best works are dirty rags before God. You know, we do want to thank you for listening. We are out of time, unfortunately, but we do want to thank you for listening, and we want to encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. Of course, this week we dealt with the fact that our works of religion do not bring salvation. And next week we will share a message talking about the three steps of Christian obedience. Now, if you are saved, then there are things that the Lord commands you to be doing. So be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. to hear a message on the three steps of Christian obedience.